Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A.
And I'm Melissa.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. So you may have noticed that we replayed a few older episodes the last couple of weeks. And the reason for that is A, people have actually asked for those.
Yes.
But B, J.A. has been preparing for a TEDx talk that he has finally given this last weekend.
Yes. Yes. I didn't think it was ever going to happen, but an amazing group of folks here in town. It's a TEDx Grand Canyon University. I applied and they wanted the talk.
Yeah. So the name of the talk was, I'm teaching my daughter to be nobody, and that doesn't make me a bad parent.
That's right.
So we wanted to talk about it on the show today because this is the Nobody Guide to Life, and it kind of explains a little bit more of where this nobody concept is going. And it's interesting also to look back on where it's been as well.
Right. It's been a crazy journey.
Right.
I really didn't think they were going to take the talk.
Right.
I was a little shocked. Sometimes people don't dive deep into that idea of what nobody is, or they don't even want to know
about it. We never do.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's usually either people are like, what does that mean? Or they're like, well, I'm not a nobody.
Right, right, right.
So it's hard to tell sometimes how it's going to be received. But they asked you a ton of questions, man. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, sure, great, let's have this guy talk. It was, well, wait a minute, what do you mean by nobody? What do you mean by somebody? It's a different, I mean, that was like a master's degree for us.
It was.
And the study of what does nobody mean.
For those of you who've been listening, you know that the show started off, it was just me and a microphone sitting in this office, and we were saying, you don't
have. Closet.
closet and my office, but you don't have to be rich, famous, or ordained to get on this path of personal and spiritual growth. And what we wanted to do was, we've brought guests on who are just people out there like you and me, living lives in energy or body work or talking to angels. It's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept has really evolved over the time that we've been doing this show. And now nobody's sort of become...
It becomes more about service to others. So it's less about us and, I can't write a book because I'm not a professional writer. I can't start a YouTube channel. I'm not a professional video editor or actor. It's kind of gone from that to now with this talk and this deep dive of how can I be in service to other people? And J.A. will get into that in a minute, but that's not new. The whole nobody concept in that context is not new.
Right. And that's something I've been very clear about on the show, as we've kind of alluded to that idea, is that, and I even said this in my talk, I didn't invent this.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of nobody, there's actually, we don't even think about it, but there's actually so many ways, I said in my talk, there's so many ways into this other side of our existence, because we all are somebody. You know, everybody says, well, I'm not nobody. Well, nobody doesn't mean the absence of somebody. I mean, look, I said in my talk, within 10 minutes of our daughter's birth, she had labels, right? She had name and weight and what else? And
height, gender.
A certificate of...
we called it the certificate of authenticity, but her birth certificate. I mean, she had taken, we took a little selfie of her and it was seen by a bunch of people pretty quickly. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Right. And from the moment we're born, you know, and as we grow, we get jobs and we get promotions and we are somebody in the world.
Right.
I know a lot of you out there write books and create art and write poetry and that you can be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What the message was that I was trying to get across is, but there's this whole other side to us
mm-hmm.
that is more about paying mindful attention to how you fill the space in the world. So Melissa likes to talk about it as service,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of just being a good friend with a willing ear,
mm-hmm.
creating space for someone else to tell their story, that's all part of being nobody.
Right.
It's about how can I serve in this moment? How can I create a space in this moment for someone else? And I think it blends so nicely. And the talk was, at least I thought, I couldn't see much because I was looking into a very bright light, but I think the talk was received really well. Melissa was in the audience.
It was. I was in the audience. I was filming it. I knew he wouldn't be able to see the audience on the filming because, of course, it is professionally filmed. So I tried to focus on the audience's reaction. So it's going to, you know, kind of gives us a headache to watch. And then you can hear my heart beating like super loud. I was nervous. I wasn't nervous about how he would do because I had heard the talk like 60. You think 60 times?
60, 1,000, yeah, somewhere 1,000, in there.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like in my head, I'm doing the talk with him. And, I was just so nervous. More because if it were me, I would have been nervous. Not because I was nervous about how he would do. Because I feel like when you're doing what you're meant to do, you're in good shape. And I think that for J.A., he is a speaker, and I knew he would be fine. But anyway, I digress. The audience received it very, very well. And I did also want to say the whole service thing. It got me thinking that, you know, when I've achieved stuff in my life, when I've gotten that job or you score well on a test you've been studying for, like how excited, you know, you get that Jerry Maguire moment, right, where you turn on Tom Petty at full blast in your car. Nothing compares to the feeling of helping somebody else, in my opinion. If you really stop to think about it, when a friend has said, thank you for being there, you helped me, that's like a real thing.
Right.
That's like a, I don't know, it's profound. And I think that's why so many people love the talk, because it reminds you that we have that power to do that as much as we want.
Right.
Anytime we want.
Right. It doesn't matter how, you know, I know people in the past who have been on movie sets have told me that they've had experience with different famous actors, mm-hmm, and they'll share different stories. Like there are some actors I've heard about that will sit and play cards with the people on the crew. And then there are other actors that won't even acknowledge, right, people. And it's just a powerful reminder that no matter how somebody you are, no matter how senior you are at, mm-hmm, your law firm or how many years you've been at your job or,
right,
whatever it is that you do, there's always a space for space.
Yes.
There's always a time to make time. I mean, look, we get busy. Of course, we can't always answer the, right, phone or be there. But there are so many different ways in a day.
Right.
You know, one of the things that Melissa and I like to do is if we're checking out at a store or something, if the clerk seems like they want to be friendly, we engage them in conversation and we learn a little bit about somebody's story.
Right. Or if there's a, I know I was so appreciative of this myself. If there's a cranky toddler,
oh yeah,
you know, behind you in line, let that person go first. That happened to me a few times when I was so grateful when our daughter was, you know, losing it and someone would let me go first. Like that changed, right, my whole day. That changed my life in that moment.
Right.
And it was so simple. And to think that anytime you go to the store, you might have that opportunity. If you've got a cart full of stuff, the person behind you has one thing, you know, let them go first. So many ways that you can practice that all day.
That's right. You know, in the talk, I made a very strong point of saying that I didn't invent this. I don't take credit for things that aren't mine. So I didn't invent this idea of nobody. And as I mentioned, there are so many different ways into this. And if you look back at ancient wisdom, you can see it everywhere, especially in the Tao Te Ching, you know, the central text of Taoism. Lao Tzu said, you can fashion clay into vessels, but it's the fact that they're empty. That's what makes them useful. It's not the fact that you call them a cup. It's the fact that they can hold whatever you want to put into it.
Right.
That's from 2,000, 2,500 years ago. Or this idea from the Bhagavad Gita of Hinduism that as a person sheds worn out clothes and wears new ones, likewise at the time of death, the soul casts off its worn out body and enters a new one. So you don't have to believe in reincarnation or a soul to get behind the idea that what's really lasting about us isn't what we're wearing. It's not the labels we're wearing. It's so much deeper than that.
Right. It's not the job you just got.
Right.
It's the way you made your friend feel when you could tell they really needed to process something and you allowed them to do that from a space of non-judgment and love.
Right. Right. And that's why I think Melissa and I, you know, I had applied to speak in another venue. And that one didn't come through.
Oh, yes. We've been rejected many times.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Right. For many.
Let's not make this seem like it was a. Yes.
Right. On the speaking path, it's, you know, certain things just don't resonate with the decision maker.
Sure.
And I want to say this. this TEDx Grand Canyon University, this is completely run by students.
Mm-hmm. You'd never know.
You would never know that, because it is one of the most professional, astounding productions I've ever seen. It was amazing. Yeah. You would never know that. But the students came together mm-hmm. as a group and looked at the ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea of nobody, although it doesn't appeal to everybody, mm-hmm. I think everybody can get behind the idea of service
right.
and mindfulness and the ancientness of this concept. And right. I think once it strikes that chord in you, mm-hmm. it really resonates.
Right. And the theme was In Plain Sight. So it was just a perfect fit. The stars were aligned, right. honestly, for this. And, you know, they were incredible. They were the embodiment of nobody that night. And
that's
the people
right.
that interacted with you and with me, too, it was just so impressive. I kept saying throughout the whole night, well, students are people, too, because everyone kept saying, oh, it's student run. I'm like, well, they're people, too. But
right.
the fact is, there are no professionals on that team. So you don't have professional video people. You don't have professional coaches. These are students who are doing this stuff, some of them for the first time, but they took their job so seriously and believed so much in what their speakers had to share
right.
that it was incredible.
And that was the real joy of doing the talk there. You know, we believe on this show that everything happens for a reason. And I write. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard, you know, when I had to hand my speech over to coaches, mm-hmm. I had to humble them. I had to step back and listen to their guidance and take it seriously. I had to trust in their process. And I think one of the reasons why I'm just so grateful is that, as Melissa, they exemplified yeah. emptiness.
Yep.
They gave their speakers room. They gave their speakers the space and the quiet to share their message.
Yep.
And I said to Melissa that night, I said, we have to do a show on this mm-hmm. because this is the evolution for us of the concept of nobody.
Right.
And I think it was something really important that we wanted to share with all of you.
Right. So one of the big takeaways for today is maybe think of service instead of what you can do for yourself, what you can do for somebody else today. If you're a parent, you know, maybe your child, negotiate with them a couple times today instead of putting your foot completely down.
Right.
Maybe when you go to the store, like we said, and you see somebody behind you that, you know, is in a hurry or could really use a bump, let them go first. Maybe call somebody you haven't talked to in a while and see how they're doing, especially if you've been thinking about them. Just do it.
Right.
And I think you might find that you'll improve your life and their life.
That's right. If you want to meditate on this, think of somebody and nobody as like a yin-yang, you know, the swirling fish. You don't have to be one or the other. You can be both. Mm-hmm. And so remember today that no matter what your job title is, no matter how high up your office is, no matter how great your parking space is, make room in your life to also meet people where they are and to hold space for them and to share a kind word, because that's something that you can be any somebody on the planet and be nobody at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It means being mindful of the space you fill in this world and letting others shine as well.
Right. Well, I'm glad we talked about this today.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening.
Yes.
We're happy to have you here. And
yes. And in the show notes, the video is not yet up with Ted, but I'll try to put a link in the show notes with a timestamp so that you can get to my talk if you're interested. But I would encourage you to listen to all the talks, because I think they were all really special and well worth a listen.
Yeah, they live streamed it. So the YouTube video we'll link to is the whole shebang. You can even see us posing for pictures during intermission. Just did. Know that the camera was going to keep going, and I,
it was really fun.
It's good.
It's a great look inside. So if you'd like any more information, or if you're interested in more episodes, head over to thenobodyguidetolife.com. But for today, that brings us to the end of this episode of The Nobody Guide to Life. So I'm JA.
And I'm Melissa.
Keep practicing.
And have a good week.